This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. And with me today is Jackie Carpenter, who's with the Northwest Regional Housing Authority. So welcome to our show, Jackie.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit. Well, let me tell the people a little bit about why you're here, because you play a key part in Safe Place people being able to leave the shelter, because everybody who comes into our shelter obviously has no home, and so we have to find them housing. Usually they don't have little, if any, income, so they depend on public housing of one kind or another. So we have to work with Jackie a lot in trying to find housing for our people so they can leave the shelter. And obviously the shelter is just a temporary arrangement, and we need to work with community agencies to find some kind of long-term solution to their problem. So tell us a little bit about who qualifies for the kind of housing that you are providing for people.
We look at their income. We do criminal checks. We make sure that they've not been arrested for drugs within the past 3 years. We also look at their income to make sure they're below our income limits, and they can't be a registered sex offender.
Tell us about the two apartment facilities that you have in the area.
I manage Cane Creek Village Apartments in Bakersville, and I also manage Winterstone Apartments in Spruce Pine.
And Winterstone is a new facility, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The agency you work for, I know you're not responsible for it, but you also have some facilities in Yancey County.
Yes, we do. We have Forest Hills Apartments, and we also have Woodland Hills Apartments.
So people who need housing would go into one of those two facilities, or you can provide what you call housing vouchers.
Right.
And that would be for like renting a house or apartment.
Right, out in the county.
From a private individual. So there's those three options. There's two apartment facilities plus private housing that people can take advantage of. Now tell us a little bit about Cane Creek Village. I know you got some neat things going on out there.
Right. Cane Creek Village is a wonderful place. We have 24 apartments. We have an adult scholarship program and a youth recognition program. In the adult scholarship program, it's $1,000 a year if they qualify to go back to school. The Youth Recognition Program is a scholarship program for children, third grade up to 12th grade. We do community service, fundraisers, and also at the end of the year they get to go on a trip. This past year we went to Georgia, and the year before that we went to Pigeon Forge.
That sounds neat. I particularly like the idea of those scholarship programs. I mean, that's an opportunity for somebody to really improve their situation.
It is.
And so $1,000 a year, that would pretty much pay your tuition for going to Malin College. And kids, one of my pet projects in this area is I'd love to see our dropout rate lowered. So anything we can do to help kids stay in school, I think, is a marvelous thing that you're doing out there.
And I forgot to mention, at the end of the year when they turn in the report cards with the Youth Recognition Program, for every A, they get $50 to go towards a scholarship.
That's amazing. I'm part of Kiwanis, and we do a lot of things like that to help kids in our area, so I really applaud you for what you're doing there. Now, the Northwest Regional Housing encompasses more than just Mitchell and Yancey County, doesn't
it? Yes, we serve seven counties.
Who owns this organization?
We're federally funded and privately owned.
So you're a nonprofit. We want to give some phone numbers. If people want more information about what you offer, give them a phone number where they can reach you.
They can contact me, Jackie Carpenter, at 828-688-3744 at the Bakersville office.
In Safe Place, if you want to talk to us or you can't remember that phone number, just call us at Safe Place and we'll provide you with that number. Our 24-hour hotline number is 765-4044. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.